Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In Southern California, churchgoers at a luncheon honoring a pastor of a congregation that uses the Presbyterian Church in Luna Woods captured and tied up an alleged gunman who killed one person and injured five others, four of them critically, today in Orange County. Jeff Halleck is the county's undersheriff.
The suspect was not injured during the incident and was taken into custody. He's believed to be an Asian male adult in his 60s. We don't believe he lives in this area. Investigators are working to determine his city of residence and whether he has any connection to this church or to the congregation.
Police recovered two handguns. There's no word on a motive, and the FBI and the ATF are on the scene. And authorities say the suspect in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, that left at least 10 people dead, had been questioned by state police last year. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more.
The 18-year-old white man who allegedly came to Buffalo with the express purpose of killing black people had been taken into custody in June of 2021 after he made a general threat at his high school in small-town upstate New York. Police said he was given a mental health evaluation and released, not considered dangerous. Now authorities say they are in contact with his family and scouring his social media posts for information about where he purchased weapons modifications that are not legal in New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says she will push for tightening gun laws in New York, but also the adjacent states where she says it's easy to purchase military-style weapons. Mourners have left flowers and candles near the Tops neighborhood grocery store, where 10 of their neighbors died in what authorities are calling a hate crime. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Buffalo.
Chicago police arrested more than 30 people after shooting Saturday that left one teenager dead, two others injured. The violence led officials to declare a curfew for Chicago's Millennium Park near the shooting. Police Superintendent David Brown says 28 of those arrested are minors, including...
We also arrested a 16-year-old juvenile nearby who was carrying a 9mm ghost gun.
Brown says they recovered 8 guns total. Ukrainian government officials say Moscow has forcefully deported at least 2,500 Ukrainian children to Russia. NPR's Anya Kamenets has more.
Daria Harasimchuk, the children's rights advisor to the president of Ukraine, says state authorities have confirmed 2,500 children who have been, quote, kidnapped by the Russians. The Russian Federation says they are evacuating these children from dangerous areas within Ukraine. Harasimchuk said that international organizations, including the Red Cross, are helping to find and identify these children, and there are some negotiations underway for their safe return. But it's also been reported that Russia is changing its policies to streamline the adoption of these children by Russian families. Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Kyiv.
Asian markets are trading higher, the Nikkei up 1.1%. This is NPR News. Sweden and Finland both want to join NATO. Der Schultz reports Finnish officials say they're prepared for potential Russian retaliation.
Finnish President Sauli Niinistö says joining NATO will maximize Finnish security. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine and demand that NATO not accept any new members convinced the Finnish public to make the move now. The road to full membership could still take almost a year. Niinistö says President Biden has assured him of all possible American assistance should there be retaliation from Moscow.
Terry Schultz reporting. The Irish foreign minister asked the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to avoid new legislation that would override the UK's treaty obligations on Brexit. Villa Marx reports there are concerns that the new law could damage the peace process in Northern Ireland.
Simon Coveney says a recently proposed new law that would help British businesses circumvent European Union checks that were agreed in a 2019 Brexit deal was, quote, saber-rattling that would ratchet up tension. British officials have said the EU has not worked to avoid trade-related problems between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK in recent months, which are now a barrier to the formation of a new local government there. Britain has said repeatedly that it might, as a consequence, be forced to take unilateral action. But Coveney said the UK, Ireland and the EU could together find a solution for goods entering and leaving Northern Ireland, and in the coming days he would work with his British counterpart Liz Truss to, quote, get this dialogue back on track. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. Dow futures are down 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.